This is Lord Death of the DWMA, and you're watching another episode of Goth Geek Podcast. Now stay tuned, or I'll be forced to give you a Reaper Chop. And I mean it.
Hey everyone, this is Nicholas Black with RS.
Hello everyone.
And this is episode 44 of the Goth Geek Podcast.
Who knew?
Right, that we would make it this far. I know it's been a minute, but we're going to talk about all sorts of fun things today. Of course, the big thing that everyone's talking about right now, Wednesday on Netflix, as well as we'll might discuss where we've been. We actually spent Halloween in Disney, and who knows what else we discuss. But as always, give us a like, a follow, a subscribe on Instagram, Facebook, no longer Twitter, because fuck Twitter, but on Facebook and Instagram, at The Goth Geek, or check out our website, gothgeek.net, where you can find all sorts of fun items, Goth Geek stickers, dice sets, dice trays, dice jails, all sorts of gaming-type stuff, posters, a plethora of things. So check it out, gothgeek.net, and as always, on with the show. So, let's talk about the
elephant in the room.
I was going to say Raven in the room.
Oh, well, fine. Be that way. Be more clever than me.
So Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The goth rebranding? Goth resurgence, as many websites
goth
are saying?
Goth sailboat?
Goth sailboat. The goth trend?
The goth trend.
So let's talk about it. We've seen all the episodes. It's been out for a while, but it keeps popping up. Everyone seems to love this show.
So we'll do spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen it.
Which you should have already seen it by now. It's been out it's been out for a while because it all dropped at once.
Right, but just in case. So if you haven't seen it, stop what you're doing, go watch it, and then come back. Because we are going to get into a little bit of it. If you haven't seen it and you haven't seen any spoilers, congratulations.
Kudos
oh my goodness.
You, yeah.
So, first off, let's do the dance. Everybody's talking about it.
No, before we get into that, let's talk about the fact that it dropped, the time they let it drop.
So my goodness.
So they did it after Halloween. They did it like basically because let's be honest, the holidays start as we talked before. Basically, after Halloween, it's Christmas time. I hate to say it, but that's like you know it. You
it's gotta, it's Christmas part
one.
One
as we've talked about on here once or twice, and so they dropped this in November, not October, not spooky season, but November. What's up with that?
So they probably did it to try and move it off of some higher blockbusters or something along those lines. But that's what I'm going to guess. But
Netflix
I don't
weird.
Know why.
Right? I mean, it's not just Netflix this year. Let's be honest. Just going off of a little bit of a tangent. If you have Disney Plus, you might know that Willow dropped too. Willow dropped like right before Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving.
Which we haven't even seen.
We're big Willow fans because it's the holiday season. And so there's lots of other things to watch. Like there's Night Before Christmas, because as we've talked before, the last podcast, that is a Christmas and a Halloween movie. There's a plethora of holiday related movies, to watch, Hanukkah movies, and whatnot. So it's hard to like not watch those things and watch, at least for us, and not watch like, or and then watch Willow or Wednesday. But we got Wednesday. We got that done.
Well,
it was just weird timing that they dropped all these things, all these streaming services dropped them, in a weird time, in my opinion. Like Wednesday should have been Halloween. It should have been October, at the very least October 31st, right? Before, you know, on Halloween, that'd been fun,
right?
And Willow, in my opinion, should have been dropped like a summer blockbuster. Like it should have been like during the summertime.
And I don't know why it didn't, because it seemed to have been ready by then.
Right? They've been pushing that for a while. But yeah, all right. So,
anyways,
going back to Wednesday, because that's what we're really here to talk about. So the dance. That's what you're saying.
The dance. Okay. So everybody's talking about this dance. What do you think about it?
Man, sorry for the silence there. I have thoughts. And
doesn't everybody?
For the five people who listen to this podcast, you might all just leave. I'm not a fan of this dance. I love parts of it. I love that Jenna Ortega did research. I think that's awesome. But it's a weird dance. It doesn't make a lick of sense. And I know people love it for that reason, and that, you know, it has pulls from different goth bands and from the original Wednesday Addams from the 1960s TV show, which is one of the parts I do love. But overall, everyone's losing their fucking minds over this dance on social media, and I don't understand why. Like, I don't get it. I'm not a fan.
I think it's really funny when people dance on TV because it attracts people. I want you to think of every dance on TV that is unique. Okay. And how it attracts people. I'm going to say Seinfeld.
Seinfeld?
There was, what's her face?
Oh, the Elaine dance?
Yeah.
For the listeners who are under the age of 20, you may not know the Seinfeld Elaine dance, but look it up. It's on YouTube. It's a thing. It's a 20 years, I don't know. It's been a while, but it's a thing.
And that was a thing for a while as well.
Right.
Where people were losing their shit for that. So I think it's just unusual dances bring out people's curiosity.
Intrigue, okay.
And intrigue. For this particular dance, I found it funny. I enjoyed that she did her research and that she attempted to do a true goth dance. That is not a goth dance. For any of our listeners, you probably do know what a goth dance is. You might not. And for that, I encourage you to go to a goth club.
Yeah, if you don't know what goth dancing is and you're listening to this podcast, how did you get here? Welcome.
We would like to know.
But how did you get here? Did you get lost?
We would like to know how you got here, and please let us know. Let us know down below. Yeah, this is not what we look like when we dance.
Well, some of it, maybe. Some of it.
Some of it, yes. So, like, I would say probably 60 to 70 of it, and I'm being generous.
That's super generous, in my opinion, but okay. So you thought it was funny?
I, like, parts of it, super funny. When she comes behind him and like taps him on the shoulder because he can't find her. Yeah, that is super funny. But yeah, there are parts of it where it's just like, no, I've done that. And
any of it cringe?
No.
Okay.
For you?
No, I mean, it's hard to watch it a little bit, just because I feel like all of us have an idea of what Wednesday Addams and the Addams Family in general are supposed to be. And dancing is something that you don't really think about because it wasn't really in the movies too much.
Yes, like it was.
Like her character exactly, though. Like her character, like when Christina Ricci's Wednesday danced I don't even remember if she did dance, but
she did dance. It was like very, in the first one. It was very like it was with this with her cousin.
Oh yeah, her cousin like basically like flung her around, so she didn't really get to dance. That's what I'm saying. She danced, but it was like he was like flinging her back and forth,
right?
And then Morticia.
This is her older, so she got. This is her dancing in her time.
In her teenage years. Yeah, she's 16. How she turns 16 during the TV shows, basically, right. How they do it. Or the Netflix show. I mean, and again, she did... I mean, the little girl that did it in the 60s did have the shuffle. We all know... it's one of those things where I feel like you should know what I'm talking about because there's a gif of that shows up everywhere of the little shuffle
just
dance.
Put Wednesday Happy in your gif bar and you will see it.
Yeah, you can't miss it. Of course, now you might see Jenna Ortega's version.
Right.
Since you phenomenon. Might.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't usually associate Wednesday Adams as a dancer. And so there
That's
are parts
your
of it that
problem.
Yeah, this is my opinion. Don't at me. This is my personal feelings of it. As a fan of Wednesday Addams and all the Addams family members, the '90s movies, early '90s movies, were my generation. And in those movies, she doesn't really dance. She gets flung around by her cousin, but she doesn't really dance. And so seeing her very mobile. Active is different. It takes a little getting used to it. And the dance is definitely chaotic. It's kind of...
Well, she's chaotic. She's a chaotic being.
She's chaotic neutral. Chaotic
she's
evil?
She's just chaotic. Chaotic.
I don't think that's a... I don't think that's a alignment in D&D. Chaotic. Chaotic.
It is not, but she is. She is a force of chaos.
So yeah, all I can say is I was not a big fan of it. There are parts of it I liked, like I said, but no, I did not like all the dancing. And I'll leave it at that. Like, I understand everybody else loves it, and like on social media, I've seen way too many of people I know and people I don't know who are posting that dance and like going crazy over it and whatnot, and it just. Not for me. Like, I'm not a huge, huge fan.
So, how do you like that she got into an underground, well, she was offered an underground, invitation.
Secret society.
To a secret society and debunked it.
And rejected them.
Yeah.
Again, spoilers if you haven't seen it, but
obviously
I liked that. I liked Jenna Ortega's overall portrayal of Wednesday. I was skeptical, as if you listened to the other podcast episodes, we were skeptical. Mm-hmm. I think we both were. Because the way they described it was like she has special powers or like witchcraft powers or something, and like they were like a family mystery, like. It sounded weird because...
Which happened.
In the TV show and, like, movie again, as our only references beyond, like, the little panel comics that Charles Addams did back in the 30s and 40s, you know, she doesn't have any powers. Like, that's not a thing. Like, you can tell that, you know, Morticia and them kind of dabble in witchcraft or however you want to put it, you know, something. But they don't really... Because it's, you know, a PG movie and a 1960s TV show, they don't really get into that stuff. Nothing about powers, though. So the description to me made me very skeptical, but it was really good. I thought they did it really well. It wasn't exactly the powers they were talking about, like the way I thought of it. So they did well.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree how they did it. Like, Morticia's powers versus Wednesday's powers.
Right.
And you guys are going to have to watch to tell us, to ask what we're talking about.
So what did you think of that scene? And overall, Ortega's...
Which scene?
The one you were just talking about. The one with where she rejects the secret society.
Oh, I thought that was funny because she unties herself within 5 minutes and says, "You guys give kidnappers a bad name." That was great.
That was good.
I love that. And I do love that Uncle Fester thinks that there's something between, what's his name? And I'm going to look it up.
So while RS is looking that up, I'll jump in here. Like I said, I already said I liked her portrayal.
And, Xavier?
I liked...
Xavier.
Xavier is the one guy?
The character name. Xavier and Wednesday.
I like the idea, though. I do like the... as much as I hate all the trendiness, I do like the shipping of Wednesday and Edwin? Edwin? What is her name? The poppy, cheerful roommate.
Eden.
I can never say
E-N-I-D.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm not going to pronounce that. But the, her... Even though there was no like exact romance or anything, or they didn't even hint at that, I like that idea of the shipping of Wednesday with her complete opposite. This very bright-colored girl.
The rainbow girl.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Not going to happen.
It's not, but if they did a season two, if anybody on Netflix is listening, you should do it. You should listen to Society and do it.
It's not going to be like Bumblebee.
Let's talk about the casting.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about the casting.
So, did you like Wednesday? Like Jenna Ortega's?
Oh, yeah. Portrayal? That was perfectly casted.
Okay.
View?
I've already said that, but yeah. I mean, the people, all the fuckers out there who were racist and assholes and, you know, because of her heritage and ethnicity and all that, fuck them. She did a great job.
I didn't realize that was a thing. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, because again, there are racist assholes out there, and the black and white version, they were portrayed Caucasian. The movie, not they were pale, so
right,
but and whatnot. So people have these expectations, and in this, I do like the fact that the people who play Morticia and Gomez are of similar ethnicity, so it like makes sense. It wasn't just like we're gonna cast whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with that. We do watch Bridgerton, and Bridgerton throws that out the window. And just, you know, if you're a good actor.
Oh my god, I love Bridgerton. Sorry,
we
everyone.
Just lost the last two people listening.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I do like being colorblind with casting, so I do enjoy that, but. For this, it was nice to see that, you know, they were all, like, they were making an effort to, like, make it, like, they're all, like, they're actually a family unit. They all look related is kind of what I'm going with. That being said, the reason why I asked this question about casting is, as much as I like Catherine Zeta-Jones, and as much as I like, I can't remember his name, the guy who plays Gomez, as actors, I hated them with a fucking passion. In this show.
Yeah, I know.
If you folks heard the long sigh there by RS, there's a reason.
That's, I complained about this a lot. Louis Guzman.
Guzman, yes, he's a great actor, and so is Catherine Zeta-Jones. But in this, they were horrible. I truly hated them. And every time they were on screen, I just was not.
Which
happy.
Was two episodes.
That two was episodes. Two episodes too many. What about you? What did you think of the casting for the other characters?
I think that they did Pugsley very well.
Pugsley didn't get enough screen time. Like, I really
Pugsley
wish he
didn't
had.
Pugsley didn't get enough screen time. I love that he ate the potpourri. And thought it was really good.
That was a good scene.
Yeah. I enjoyed them more in that I saw them. The first time I saw them, I'm like, oh God, this is not going to go well. But the more I saw them interact with Wednesday, the more I liked them. okay. as the family unit, because the family unit worked well with each other.
They played off of each other.
Right.
Okay.
I think they casted each they can't la, 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 la. Sorry, everyone. They casted it well, especially with Zeta Jones and
Guzman,
as well as Jenna.
What about Uncle and Uncle Fester?
Oh, Uncle the Fester! Gentleman. Oh my God, that was amazing.
Now I'm pretty sure Uncle Fester is. The guy who plays Uncle Fester is ethnicity-wise, I think he is Caucasian, so that kind of throws off what I just said about the family unit.
Well, it's hard to tell. He's under a lot of makeup.
Right, but I can't remember. I could be completely wrong.
I'm going to look.
RS is looking right now for me because I do no research when we do these. But I loved him regardless. Like, even if it doesn't exactly fit.
Yeah, it's Fred... Armise.
Yeah, I can never pronounce his last name either. He's an awesome actor.
He is. He's great.
Yeah, he did a great job. Like, I wish we could have had more of him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's. I could be completely wrong, but he's I think Caucasian. So again, that kind of throws off my thing about liking the fact that they did do that, but. He's an uncle, so that can kind of get away with it. And Uncle Fester has always looked like a ghost in a black sheet.
Yeah, he's also... he's always looked like he's half dead.
Yeah,
so.
Christopher Lloyd did a great job, but that gentleman, Fred, I'm not going to say his last name because I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
Is amazing. Go ahead.
Can we talk about that the principal is... Also, Lucifer.
Did we confirm that?
Oh, yeah. The principal... Okay, I will confirm
Let's
it
confirm
right
that,
now.
Let's confirm that, because I just want to make sure we're correct. So what R.S. is
yes,
talking
I am
about,
right. Okay. The principal is Lucifer in Sandman.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second, just because we love Sandman. If you haven't heard that episode, you should. And if you haven't watched Sandman, again, where have you been? You should definitely watch Sandman. And then watch Wednesday for a little more lighter fare. But yeah, so in Sandman, the principal plays Lucifer.
Gwendolyn Christine.
Amazing actor as well.
Oh my gosh, she's great.
Is that her pronoun, she?
Oh, I don't know if it's the pronoun. It doesn't say, sorry.
Yeah, so if we use the wrong pronoun, I apologize.
We apologize.
But... regardless, they are an amazing actor. They were great in Sandman as Lucifer, and did a bang up job as the principal for Nevermore, or the dean. Is it technically the dean of Nevermore?
Dean, I think.
But they play she. I said she as well because we don't know the pronoun. They, for safety purposes, I'll use the word they. Did a great job. Playing off of Jenna Ortega's character. Like, whenever they were in the room together, they did a great job being combatants, mental combatants, antagonists to each other.
Yeah. Antagonists is probably the correct word
like,
there.
They're having a great year. Between Sandman and Wednesday alone, they're having a great, great time.
I think the next one... that they're in is, it doesn't say, Severance? I don't know. But they're not, unfortunately, making another comeback for Wednesday. Major spoiler there, but I'm not telling you why. Go look.
So what did you think about the... So, we both agree that Wednesday's supernatural powers or superpowers were played and they were done well. They weren't like overly like it wasn't like campy.
No.
How did you feel about the actual? And again, more spoilers, people. We've been warning you left and right. The fact that Nevermore is a supernatural school, basically, though. The fact that there's sirens and werewolves and all this stuff.
You have to have that. There's no way that there's an Addams Family without a place called Nevermore.
Hmm. Okay.
I want you to think about the party they held.
Okay.
And I want you to think about all the people they invited.
Yeah, those were all Adam. You're talking about the movie, right?
Right.
Yeah, the when Fester was
going to be... Not all of them were Adams.
They were all related, though, I thought.
No, it was an
Adams
not all...
It was an Adams, like, reunion kind of thing, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't all Adams. The sisters weren't Adams.
They were somehow. No, I guess you're right. No, you're right, because they were going after Gomez. They had tried to go after Gomez and Fester.
Yeah.
That's right. The, oh my God, the something sisters. They're Siamese twins. Is that, oh, that may not be politically correct to say anymore. They're conjoined twins.
There you go.
Sorry about that. That's, yeah. We try to be very PC, and I guess the word woke is used a lot on here because that's the right thing to do. You should use the proper terminology that don't hurt people's feelings and whatnot. So conjoined twins. And they had the straight jacket that fit both of them, which was amazing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. They weren't related at all. They were just part of like just part of that, the weird group. The weirdos and freaks, and again, that's probably not the right term to use, but you know what I mean? The outcasts.
Outcasts is probably a better word.
So I can see that, but they didn't have to be supernatural. Like in Addams Family, no one was, in the movie, no one was supernatural. It was just people who were very different.
Love, she like put him in a, in the opening scene, they electrocuted Pugsley. You cannot tell me there are no powers.
That's a good, I guess that's a good point. That's a good argument to make with that. Because, yeah, they do some crazy stuff on the Addams Family regardless that no normal human could do. I wasn't against it with the Nevermore school. It was just a little more... I was hoping for a little more diversity. Like, they had some really diverse characters, but the fact that they were all, like, separated into cliques, like, the sirens were in a clique, and the werewolves were in a clique, and...
You could see that.
It was just a little bit... I mean, I like sirens, because sirens is something you don't see very often. Like, but werewolves are just so...
I really do like that the Medusa...
Oh God, that guy! Yeah, there's a Medusa group.
No, there's only one Medusa.
But I thought he had a group of friends that were also similar.
No, or his he family. Was just he was that was his family.
His family are part of it. So yeah, there's gonna be a proper term for what Medusa is.
It's it's a McGorgon.
That's right, Demogorgon.
Demogorgon. No,
that's not right. Isn't this fun to listen to, folks? I'm sitting here trying to figure out mythology terms. But basically, there's a guy who is basically just like Medusa. He has snake hair.
Gorgons.
Gorgons. But
we're making this harder than it is. Sorry.
At least his powers aren't permanent, it seemed like. It seemed like if
for monsters, they're not permanent.
Okay, so that's what it was. So for humans, they would be... stone permanent. Forever, but
right
okay.
For monsters, it's just a temporary time.
And that scene was funny. When he ended up turning himself into stone for, again, spoilers, in the shower.
Yeah, he ended up okay. So the scene set the scene. He's getting ready for a date. He turns himself into stone. He's late. He never shows up for the date. Boo hoo.
Yes. So there's some high school hijinks and romance and stuff going on in the show, which, again, it's based in a supernatural goth version of the Umbrella Academy, Professor X's mansion, however you want to put it.
The Umbrella Academy.
Well, the Umbrella Academy, they all had powers, and they were in, like, a school, even though that guy really didn't teach them much, it seemed like. So maybe Professor...
He taught them how to hone their powers and how to be dicks.
Yeah, I think he educated them too, didn't he?
Yeah, he educated them.
You read
them
the comics.
Yes, I read the comics.
So maybe Umbrella Academy isn't the right word, but X-Men. Let's go with that. Let's go with Professor.
X-Men is probably better.
Gift for, or School for Gifted Children.
Yes.
The dark goth version of that. What did you think of the overall story and plot twist-ish?
I think it was well played. I think, did I guess it?
I can't remember who, if either of us guessed it. I don't think I guessed it. I mean, I kind of suspected as we got closer and closer, but the actor did a really good job.
Like, yeah.
He plays innocent farm boy and evil sociopath
very well.
Really well.
Yeah. How does it feel to lose?
God, that was amazing. Like, that scene, kudos to him.
Yeah, yeah. So, and if it feels like you don't know what we're talking about,
go see it.
Go see it. And we say this a lot. Sorry. But yeah, it was Wednesday is well done. And you just, after the holidays, if you're looking for something to do, are at your wit's end to get out of seeing family again.
Basically, if you're tired of all the holiday shit.
Yeah, basically go watch Wednesday.
If you're, and then Sandman too. And if you are a holiday person fan like we are, then after the holidays, go watch Wednesday if you haven't already somehow.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, we'll go over Willow
once we see it.
Watch it.
Yeah, I've heard good things. I'm excited about it. For a movie that is like 30 plus years old, the fact that they did this at all is amazing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we were talking about before the podcast started. The goth trend that's being caused by this show. Like, every article is about the new goth. Just to get, and I didn't mention this earlier, so I'll throw this out here. I read an article recently about corporate goth and how this woman was being judged from, she was posting her outfits that she wears, that are her professional outfits to wear at work, because she's a teacher, I believe, or something along those lines. Or no, graphic designer. Sorry, those are two very different things. But a graphic designer.
Very and different things.
She was showing her outfits through, I guess, TikTok or one of the social media apps. And people were very upset about her goth corporate look and how they would allow her to wear those. And in the article, it has nothing to do with the show Wednesday, but they still brought up the goddamn show because it's the like most recent goth-ish kind of thing. And they talked about, they mentioned it in a couple different sentences about, oh, you know, everyone is really getting into the goth look now. And there's tons of articles, which I've complained about this before, where anytime a celebrity wears black or black lipstick or anything like that at a gala,
it's now
the goth look. Yeah, look. Looking goth. So let's talk about that. The fact that Wednesday is
goth.
Is bringing back, I wouldn't say bringing back, because goth was never dead, but definitely bringing it into the light. Kicking and screaming.
So, we're going to take umbrage to this because, obviously, we're goth.
We're elder goths.
We're elder goths. I'm currently wearing a shirt with a skull on it. So, I'm...
Are you trying to prove to our listeners that you're goth?
No, I'm just I'm just showing that we are an elder goth. It's just one of those things where.
Heavy sigh.
Yeah, it's just tiring. You know what? You're goth and you listen to the music and you go by the. There's not a code or anything. You just are goth. And then
where are you going with
people
this?
Come along and go, we're all goth now.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying.
Very much so. Do you think there'll be a resurgence or a new surgence, I guess is the best word to put that, of goth posers, baby bats that who fall in love with the goth subculture based on Wednesday?
So I'm okay if they fall in love with goth and stay goth.
Right.
I'm okay with trying out goth. Yeah. I'm not okay with people that are dress in black for 5 seconds, say, I'm goth, and then...
Just because it's trendy, and then they move on to the next trendy thing.
But then put on Justin Bieber.
Oh, he's super goth.
He's super goth. I'm sorry. No. And sorry for those listeners who listen to Justin Bieber. It's not.
He married someone named Goth, didn't he?
He married somebody named Goth.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like his spouse, her maiden name was Goth, like Mia Goth or something like that.
I'll look it up. I
tantalizing listening here for the audio.
I'm pretty sure no, but
maybe he was just dating her. But there was somebody I thought like, because every time I would look up an article, try to look up goth articles for our social media. Again, check us out at Goth Geek or at the Goth Geek on Facebook and Instagram. But whenever I was looking up articles to post about, you know, the newest things going on in the goth subculture, she would pop up a lot because of her last name or her fake last name. Maybe it's a. But I could
ignore that. Her maiden last... Give me a moment. Her maiden last name is Baldwin.
Where did I get the goth
Don't
from?
Know where you got goth.
Somebody let me know. Am I misremembering? I swear he was dating somebody, like some supermodel at the time, who was...
That's different.
whose last name was Goth. Or like it was like some weird...
Can we talk about how Switch he did with...
No, let's not.
Okay.
This is the Goth Geek podcast. That's a different podcast.
I'm sorry, everyone. That's
the celebrity tabloid podcast.
He did a Switch. I'm going to say it really quick. He did a Switch from Selena Gomez to Haley really, really quick. Okay.
Is it Haley?
Moving on.
No, Haley's... Yes. Who the hell am I thinking of? Who the hell's Mia? Anyways, someone let me know. Maybe it wasn't even Justin Bieber. Maybe it was somebody else. Maybe it was Shia LaBeouf?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm such... this is what happens when you get older, folks.
No, this is what happens when you stay out of the limelight too much.
Right, you don't follow mainstream pop culture. But, yes, going back to Wednesday, regardless, and its effects on the goth culture or goth subculture.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that... it will bring people into the fold, and that's great if they stay. Mm-hmm. If they want to try it out, that's great. If they listen to the music and go, this is not my cup of tea, I understand. Some of this stuff is not everybody's cup of tea, and it depends on where you... Like Birthday Massacre, I highly go for it. It's very soft. It's very, some of it. It's a good gateway drug.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody who's not a good gateway drug.
Oh, God. Combi Christ?
Combi Christ. Yeah. Don't start with them. Yeah. So, anyways, VNV Nation, good gateway drug into the
goth
subculture. It's a music. It's the people. It's great. It's a great time. But the people are lovely. The fashion is lovely. Yeah, it's just, if you want to come, we have Dark Soul cookies.
they're bat cookies.
They might be bat cookies, but they're Dark Soul. So not, and we won't kill you if you fall off a cliff.
So if it's just a phase, that's fine too, is what we're saying.
It's a phase.
Yeah,
you know,
everyone
fine.
Has not everyone, but a good number of people have their goth phase, and we're not going to judge you for that because we get it. You're trying to find your niche. You're trying to find yourself.
Your people. That's fine. So you find your tribe. That's great.
But if you're doing it for trendy reasons, if you're doing it just because it's the big fad right now and whatnot,
we have a problem with
that. You're not actually goth. You're just wearing black and being an asshole. Because there's
history.
But
if you're doing it for the boots, I understand.
The boots are nice.
The boots are beautiful. I have several that I can't wear anymore.
The boots are a perk.
It makes me sad.
Was Wednesday part of the Addams Family? Like, as when I say that, I mean, like, you have a history of, like, you've got the cartoons, the comics, I should say. Like, and again, if you don't know what I'm talking about with the comics, they were, like, in the New Yorker style. Like, these are, like, one-panel, Far Side-looking comics. Then you have the 1960s TV show, which I also highly recommend, has John Austin as Gomez Adams. If you don't know who John Austin is, he's the father of Sean Austin, one of the Goonies and Hobbits. So that alone should make you want to watch that. He's 92, by the way. Anyways.
He outlived the other.
He's outlived everybody in his cast.
I know.
And the other Gomez, too,
sadly. And the other Gomez.
And then you have the movies, which, like I said, is my generation, our generation, and they are awesome. So does Wednesday fall with the Addams Family?
I think it's its own Addams Family.
But it still falls in. Does it still fall into, like, when you think of the Addams Family, will you think of Wednesday alongside the rest of those shows and in media? Or do you think Wednesday, like the Netflix Death Note movie, is something that is very separate? But I mean, it's very separate. Like, is it very a separate thing? We're like, oh yeah, and that thing over there, or like the Crystal Skull for Indiana Jones. We're like, yeah, oh, it's part of the Indiana Jones franchise.
No,
but
it's
we don't.
Not.
We don't
it
really
does
think
not
about
exist.
It. So which is so? What do you think? Does Wednesday is it good enough to fall with the rest of its predecessors, or is it something that you know
I think,
you separate?
I think it's good enough. How do I put this? I think it's good enough to stand on its own.
Okay.
Because it doesn't fall with its predecessors, but it's good enough to stand on its own.
Interesting way of looking at it.
Just as I think that the movies stand on its own.
Oh.
Because I don't think those go with the comics, nor do they go with the with the TV show.
See, we differ there. I think the movies and the TV show, like, I mean, they're not part of the same world, obviously, but because they're not continuations, but they're still very campy in a lot of ways. And they're very, like the scene with the Girl Scouts. Are they real Girl Scouts? Are they made with real Girl Scouts?
Are they made with real Girl Scouts?
The Girl Scout cookies, yeah, with the Christina Ricci. We didn't even talk about that, really. I'm going to jump here. The fact that Christina Ricci is in this.
Oh, yeah.
And again, major spoilers. She is one of the bad guys.
She would not have it any other way.
But it's amazing that she, like, they brought her in. Like, that's awesome. Like, the fact that you brought the Wednesday Addams from the movies
into
this world.
Wednesday.
I thought was awesome. And I think she did a great job.
She did.
The story was good, too. I didn't really talk about the story in general or, like, the family history, like, connection they have. That wasn't... So, I thought that was really good as well. Like, it was a really all-around good story.
Yeah. I agree that the story was well-written. The suspense. The intrigue. I feel like I'm doing a 30s reel. But it was well done.
Yeah.
Well,
I think unless you have anything else to say about Wednesday, beyond the fact that definitely go see it. Yeah. Or go watch it. It's on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix. Yeah, like, go see it. Go out in the wild and find it.
Not on your TV.
Yeah. Go definitely watch it. If you don't have Netflix, you hear us talk about getting Disney Plus all the damn time. Well, here we're going to talk about getting Netflix. If you don't somehow have Netflix, that's worth it. Sandman.
Go Wednesday. Find your, go find somebody's password.
Right.
I don't think they're doing
Sandman.
Cracking down on that yet.
Wednesday. And if you're in that genre, Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, all three of those shows are worth it alone to watch on Netflix.
We never finished Sabrina. That's my fault.
Yeah, we got distracted with Sabrina. We never got... It happens, though, when you have like a year between seasons, 2 years between seasons.
Right.
But we're watching The Dragon Prince now, so that's a thing. But that's for another episode. We have to wrap this one up. So, last thoughts on Wednesday?
I like that it's a powerful female character that doesn't take any crap from anybody. And her whole thing is that she's trying to learn to have empathy, but doesn't quite... Like, she gets there somewhat, but is not there completely. So, I like that it doesn't get there all the way, so she doesn't lose her Wednesday-ness. Ooh. But I do like that it's a strong female character.
And I would agree. I think the same thing, to be honest. I think it's a good... For 8 episodes, I believe, you see her growth from being a solitude person, which is what you kind of expect with Wednesday to a degree, to someone who has some friends and actually like has opened up a little bit of herself. Not all the way, like you're saying, but a little bit enough that she can have friends, which is a big deal.
And maybe a love interest.
And maybe a love interest. And we didn't even talk about the cartoon movies. Oh my God, I completely just now remembered. There's the Addams Family 1 and 2 cartoon movies with like Oscar Isaac as the voice of Gomez, which is a whole other thing. And we don't have time to talk about it. But yeah, those exist too. I completely forgot. Like, talk about all the different Addams Family stuff. Didn't even mention that. And then there's also the Saturday morning cartoon. Lots of things. Long story short, watch Wednesday. It's awesome. And I think, unfortunately, that's all the time we're going to have today. I know I talked about our Disney trip a little bit because you should go to Disneyland at Halloween time. We'll tell you why next episode.
Trick-or-treating for adults. That's what, that's all you need to know.
Right. Like I said, we'll save that for the next episode, which will probably be in the new year, since we're recording this near the end of December. So... thanks for listening. As always, like and subscribe. RS, any last words?
Thank you for listening.
All right. Bye.